Coolidge College was established in 18... Who knows this? It was in your freshman pack.
The first day of spring semester. The time to say goodbye to the parents once again and say hello to a few new student bodies. As for me, well, I like to start off each semester with a certain time-honored tradition, a ritual, if you will, that allows me to get my head in the right place. Okay, so Sukmi's a little old, but she is just so damn good. She's great with these quick jobs, plus there is no substitute for decades of experience.
That looks amazing. That's perfect. You're a pro. A pro. Hey, look at me. Pro.
Well, gosh, that was great. Thanks for the quick job there, Sukmi.
I need these in 20 minutes.
Super.
First year can be kind of scary, can it, Tim?
My name's Nata.
But you know what I've learned in my 7 years here at Coolidge, Timmy? I've learned that you can't treat every situation as a life and death matter, because you'll die a lot of times. Write that down.
I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that then. And you know something, Timmy? I think you've got the balls to make it here. Call me nuts, but I believe in you. You see, Timmy, you can't let this lead you all the time. Sometimes you've got to heed this. And I think that you've got a lot of heart in there, mister. Don't you?
Don't you? I mean, look around you. Wait.
Timmy? Timmy? Remember my credo, Timmy! Don't be a fool! Stay in school!
I love this place.
My name is Van Wilder, and this is my home. Coolidge College. The last, 7 years have gone by way too fast. The school's given me so much, and I just can't seem to give enough back.
That's Ben. That's him.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I was the first ever male cheerleader at Huntington High. The first ever. Give me a B! Give me an A! Give me an N! What does it spell?
I see a rabbi, and he's performing a circumcision on himself, though.
You will become disciplined. Your mind will become a weapon.
I'm sorry, you really just don't fit the profile. We're just going to do a little bit of word association.
Cookies!
Hi, my name is Van.
Hi, my name is Terry.
By the way, can you tell me if there'll be any international travel, huh?
Huh?
Now, seriously, though, I swear to God, I'm really uncomfortable now. It's time you should go.
Not one acceptable candidate. What is wrong with the youth of today?
The internet, dude. Fries the brain cells, man.
It's cool, Colossus. We'll find somebody.
Seelos, get your ass off my shirt. Yo, you really should have him neutered, man.
It's up to him. They are getting bigger, aren't they?
I'll get that. Looks like we got one more. What's your name?
I'm Taj Mahal Badlanbabad.
Where are you from, Taj?
I'm an exchange student from Bangalore, India.
Welcome. What can we do for you?
My exchange program culminates at the end of this school year, at which time I must return to my home country, where I do not have many friends. I would like very much to spend my remaining days here serving as your assistant.
Okay. We're just going to do a little word association. Say the first thing that comes to mind. Milk.
It. Oh, mommy. Most Indians would say cow because they are sacred, but I hear milk, I think giant jugs. You see, I cannot go home a virgin. I came here to study the great American art of muff diving. To smack clam, munch rug, dine at just one American pink taco stand. You know, I want to do, how is it, park the porpoise. You know, I want to take it through the car wash, baby, you know, and get it waxed. You know, I want to wax it, you know, and air dry. You know, air dry that shit, yeah, air dry. I would like to be your assistant very much, Mr. Van Wetter.
You'll need a copy of my class schedule so you can take notes. You'll also handle my finances. I lecture at the Freshman Crisis Group every other Monday. I'm spearheading the Save the Swim Team, Steel Spectacular, and the Bloaterbelly Beer Bash to battle bulimia this semester. This is Sick Boys Room. Not a week's gone by hasn't come down with some sort of ailment. Shingles, hepatitis, crabs. That was his fault. Muscle ball soup, Jewish penicillin.
Thanks, man.
Don't pick at it. Moving on.
I'll need to move my 7:15 to 8:15, my 8:15 to 9:45, and my 9:45 to Wednesday. You know, $75,000 for the speedboat. And cancel my guest lecture at the Wharton School next week. I feel like going somewhere tropical. Tahiti, are you writing this down?
Yes, sir.
You know, $200,000 for the thoroughbred. Oh, and schedule a massage after my golf game tomorrow afternoon.
With a happy ending?
Yes.
And another $39,000 for your son's tuition and housing this semester.
Tuition? Van is still in school?
For the better part of a decade.
Depression. Is Prozac really the answer? Famine. Crisis in Rwanda. Tracking tuition. Where does our money really go? Each article well written and extensively researched by our own Gwen Pearson. And each article skipped over by the majority of the student body.
I don't care. I won't hand her to them. Lightyear versus Dark, The Showdown by Darius Grayson. Is that the same?
Pulitzer Prize winning Darius Grayson. He was an alumnus of our journalism staff. He wrote his best stuff in Detox. Still does, I'm told. I have got a very challenging assignment for you. A story that nobody's been able to get.
About what?
No. It's about whom.
Listen up. I'm going to go on this one more time. In the event they switch to their zone defense, we must swing the ball around the perimeter. Now,
this ball club is the heart of this institution. You win, it beats. You lose.
It breaks.
You're not boxing out, Big Papa. You're my Windex man. I want you shining glass. Quentin, we got a D up out there. Darius, I want you all over that ball like a fat kid on a cupcake. What are you looking at, Susie? Your mom called. Said you left your legs at home.
For God's sake!
I'd do anything for you guys. Which is why I'm throwing you a little soiree tomorrow night, but not without a W tonight. You want to know why? Because nobody wants to celebrate a loss, guys.
Hey, man. You invite the free honey from Mount Holyoke?
I already did. I said they'd try to make it if they weren't humping the matadors.
Matadors?
Come on, Mel. We got a ball game.
Want to be a Delta? Would you walk on broken glass? Let the shards tear into your Achilles tendon, causing acute achondroplasia, which could lead to non-congenital dwarfism as you got older?
These are both medical terms, everybody. Just keep it simple and terrifying.
Gordon, there are very few things more terrifying than non-congenital dwarfism, okay?
Hey, Richard. Are you
steady?
Ready?
I said 9:30. It's 9:20. I'm in the middle of 80-year tradition here. I will be up when I'm done with my presidential responsibilities, all right?
Okay. I'll wait for you upstairs.
Who's my alabaster princess? Hmm? You are.
You are.
You.
Relax, guys. They're just Doritos.
Listen to me, you little fuss things! When I count to three, you will jump or else be banished from this house forever! One, two...
Where can I find Van Wilder?
In the Guinness Book of World Fucking Records, man. I'm the raddest fucking dude alive.
Okay, thanks.
Now, any one of these three rooms, Gramps.
Van Wilder. Van?
Sweet Joseph, my son's a fairy.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Oh, thank God.
No jammy. Party foul.
Oh, no, hey, go. Oh, dear God.
Next time you'll know better.
Seven years and no degree. You should have graduated twice by now.
I've done a lot in 7 years.
If you don't have your doctorate, you haven't done enough. But you have wasted enough of your time and my money. So pack up your panties, son, because we are heading home.
No. I'm staying here with my friends.
Fine. Maybe your friends can pay your tuition. Because this morning I placed a stop payment on this semester's check. I'm sorry, son. But sometimes in life, you have to realize a poor investment and simply cut your losses. Write that down.
I need more time. There's got to be something that we can work out. What is that intoxicating scent you're wearing, Doris?
I have cats.
Meow. Maybe you could put me on some sort of extension program. A little pay-as-you-go.
Mr. Wilder, are you trying to seduce me?
Who, me?
No.
Hey. you know, maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Being bad seldom is. Oh, yeah, that's the shit.
Hey, guess what? I'm feeling a little cold sore. Come on, maybe we shouldn't do this for 3 to 6 weeks.
Shut up, bitch. Give me some sugar. Fill this out. It's the standard payment plan extension form.
You mean we didn't have to,
But aren't you glad we did?
You can either mail this in or drop it off.
Go, baby, go!
Mail it in! Mail it in! Mail it in.
Ben, you must make 4 monthly payments of $5,000 each.
I'm sorry, Taj. I'm going to have to let you go. I don't have the resources to pay for your services anymore.
A good soldier does not leave his commander just because he lies wounded, arms torn off at the sockets, intestines spilling out onto the mud picked at by the birds. I will stay on at no charge.
Okay.
Exactly how much money do you have?
He has only $34.
Damn, man. What the hell are you going to do with $34, man?
Woman's mastery of her gastronomical releases is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Well, Desiree is the foremost connoisseur of chili con carne.
And a TA at Coolidge.
I wish I had teachers like that.
And just like that, Topless Tutors was born. I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa, equals my reputation. 6. One
more, yeah!
Desi told me how she and a few of her grad school pals could use some extra income. Taj proved to be an excellent company accountant, as well as our most valued client.
Excuse me. Hi. I'm looking for information on a current student here, Ben Wilder.
Freshman year. I'll get the others.
Wait, there are more of these?
Actually, there are many more. It seems Mr. Wilder didn't quite come out of his shell until mid-sophomore year.
Thanks.
It's like this itchy, rashy, burning sensation. And it hurts when I...
dance?
When I pee.
You hooked up with the burner, didn't you?
She seemed like a nice girl, said it was her first time. Yeah, you should always check the quality of the turf
before you step out on the field. Listen, go to the campus hospital, see Stu, tell him Van sent you, and remember, don't be a fool, wrap your tool.
Thanks, Van. Thanks a lot.
Don't thank me. Thank Penicillin. Crazy kids with their crazy BD.
You must be Van.
Hi.
I'm Gwen Pearson, staff writer for the Liberator.
Hi. Oh. Okay, look. That old bag is stronger than she looks, all right?
I'm doing a human interest piece on you.
Well, I'm flattered. I'd love for your piece to be on me. But sadly, I don't do interviews. I never have, I never will. I do lunch, though.
My editor did say this would be a challenge.
Ben, second day with Emily.
Blue, brings out your eyes. Kid's got killer eyes, not unlike yourself. Has anyone ever told you that before?
Yes, my boyfriend.
Huh?
Is it true that this is your 7th year at Coolidge?
Carry the 2. Yes, that's correct. So, what's your boyfriend's name? Does he go to school here? Does he appreciate you?
That's none of your business.
You know what? You're right.
His name's Richard. He's pre-med.
Ben, you have a 130 with the swim team. On it.
You have an assistant?
Yes, I do.
Is there anything you could tell me about yourself that I haven't already found out from public records?
Uh-huh. I'll be at the quad tomorrow night at 10, sound good?
Yes.
What's the date?
It's an interview, not a date.
Gwen, first dates are interviews.
You going out tonight?
Mm-hmm. Rob's coming over. I'm closing on that diamond, Gwen. Dynamic duo will seal the deal tonight.
Good luck, ladies.
Somebody got awfully dressed up to quiz me on my first anatomy midterm.
I'm so sorry, baby. I totally forgot. I have an interview for the paper.
At 10 o'clock at night? Can you postpone it? Gwen, first exam, most crucial. It's not like you're on a deadline for the Boston Globe.
It's the only time I'm available. I'll call you as soon as I get back, okay? Bye.
He?
All right. Hey, Gwen, all right. You're just in time. Take your clothes off.
I'm not taking off my clothes.
Well, it is the naked mile run. Everybody else is in their birthday suit.
There he is.
Except that guy.
I have a few questions for you.
In time. This is going to be fun. You know that three-letter word starts with F?
So you're quite the campus man, heading events like the Jaeger Olympics.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, you haven't lived until you've shot what has glitzed on Jaeger. Tiny?
This was a really bad idea. I'm leaving.
Hey, are we going to reschedule or what?
Who's a big boy? Who's a big boy?
Oh, God. These things could raise the Titanic.
You, Van Wilder?
The strip club owner got tired of using his B-squad, so he came back for the starting lineup. Topless Tudors was dead.
We are truly up the Ganga River without a bamboo oar. We're still $1,200 short of our next tuition payment.
Taj, I learned a long time ago that worrying is like a rocking chair. Gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Write that down.
But don't even sweat it, Taj. I think I got a plan. Let's go get fucked up.
Sounds good.
Is that all you people think about? Now, I admit I applied for this job because I wanted to cut loose and shake my rump, but I do not believe that this dilemma will be solved by partying.
Can I help you, son?
I certainly hope so, Mr. Wilder. I come to you in desperation. I'm Panos Patakos, president of the Lambda Omega Mega Fraternity. I'm sure you're aware of our stigma.
Yeah. You guys have had best GPA the last 50 years.
Indeed. But believe it or not, best GPA doesn't get you laid.
Damn well should.
Amen. This month marks our 75th anniversary. I am here to ask you to aid us in throwing a party. A party we can be proud of. A party people will actually show up to.
Gosh, Panos, I'd really love to help you out, but I have a bamboo oar stuck up my Ganges. It's very scary stuff, and I just don't have the time.
How much is your time worth?
Panos reminded me that I had one very valuable skill I'd yet to tap. My undeniable ability to throw one hell of a party. I was hanging on by a thread, but I was still making tuition.
The strawberry! No, eat the strawberry! It's worth $2.50!
Don't you think I know that?
Treat me like a child!
Like, you condescend?
Don't do that!
Frankly, you're juvenile.
Guys! I know Miss Pac-Man's special. She's fun, she's cute, she swallows. But we gotta talk, guys. Huddle up, come on. Team meeting here. Cowboy. All right. I look at you guys, and you know what I see?
A collective GPA of 52,000?
Yeah, no. I see a bunch of party animals crouched in attack position, ready to strike. Am I right?
No one even knows we're here.
Contraire. Mon frère. Girls? Hi. I'd like you to meet Sherry and Carrie. Two girls, utterly infatuated with men who have larger than normal medulla oblongata.
Pearson, I got a hot news tip for you. It's Friday night. Get the hell out of here.
I know. I'm just doing some final revisions to this piece on euthanasia.
Oh, I read that. Made me want to kill myself. I'm kidding. Where's my Wilder story?
There is no story, Elliot. The guy's a joke. I mean, he tries to turn every interview into a date.
A good writer gets her story no matter what. Now, please get me the Wilder piece. He's throwing a big party tonight. You should be there.
Hey!
This is really a pimping good time.
Yes, it is. Oh, look who's checking out the battle and a bad. Her name's Naomi. I moan backwards. I put in a good word for you.
Hey, Taji. Let's boogie.
These are the most pathetic bunch of pledges.
You picked them.
Hey, babe.
Gwen! Why aren't you in costume?
I can't stay. I have to work tonight.
But you're gonna miss the biggest party of the year.
Well, I gotta go. I'll call you tomorrow.
What?
This party so rocks, Richard.
This party sucks, Reckon, Jeannie.
Okay.
Where the hell is everyone?
Matt! Bro! For this pimpin' good time, go out to those hungin' heads and bad boys of Lando Mega Mega! Thanks for the good time, Scott.
What? Hey! Get you some skates.
I'm not here to skate. Look, for some reason, my editor thinks you're a story.
Well, what do you think?
Well, as a story, I think you're a little soft.
Wow, all this time I thought I was smarter than just some flaccid story.
A dilemma has arose up front.
I didn't really know if we got our point across before,
but crystal clear, guys. 100%. Don't go anywhere.
Seriously.
Ben is a godsend.
I would have paid him way more than a grand for this party.
I would have cashed in my Israel bonds.
How do you put a price on dignity?
How do you put a price on Punani?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Whoa, trick-or-treat. What's going on?
This vaginal discharge won't let us partake in the partay.
Graphic. I'm sure that we can accommodate a few more, yeah?
No can do. We're at maximum capacity.
Gwen, what are you doing here?
You two know each other?
She's my girlfriend, Ludi Shirtai.
You must be pre-med Dick.
Yeah, that's right. What's it to you?
Thanks for the story.
What story?
Brilliant, Pearson. I have been inundated with people telling me how much they enjoy reading about this guy. They want more, and so do I. I want you to do a follow-up.
I did your story, Elliot. I'm not doing another one.
Even if I tell you it's going to be on the front page of the graduation issue in 2 months?
And I quote, Van Wilder is a party pimp. Sick boy. Can you believe she wrote that?
Van Wilder's phone. I do not foresee that to be a problem.
And that guy she's with, all kinds of wrong for her. Sick boy, how you doing?
Bam, the shingles are all gone.
That ointment really good.
Thanks. Looking good there, buddy.
They'll call you back.
Unbelievable.
Van Wilder's phone. I
terrible.
Think so. Hang on.
Unbelievable.
Van's room. Saturday night, yeah? That's how did... From the paper. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, thanks.
Fine.
Yeah, no problem. I'm confirming.
All
okay, bye.
Writing.
She's just a...
Hi, this is...
No!
Slam the door in my face.
Van, you must listen to me. Because of her article, practically everybody wants to have a party thrown by Van Wilder, the party liaison. Your cash camel has arrived.
We need to talk. This is why I don't do interviews. You totally slam me. You journalists and your irresponsible reporting.
I recorded quotes that you received money from the Landers to throw them a party.
Recorded? What are you, bug? Do I need to frisk you?
Why is my story such a big deal to you?
Because I didn't want students to know that I threw the party. Yeah, they paid me, but that's not the only reason I did it. Those lenders are cool in their own right. People just needed to realize it.
I'm sorry, I didn't know, you know, you had a benevolent agenda.
There's two sides to every story, Gwen.
Look, I have a chance to make front page of the graduation issue, which is a huge deal to me. Please, let me get the other side.
All right, look, this is Function. I'm hosting tomorrow night. If you want, you can tag along.
I'll be there.
It's a date.
It's an interview.
Remember, today's assignment is about shadow, so don't get too hung up on details. All right, everybody?
Oh, just so much sinew. I need a bigger pencil.
8:30 p.m. That's fine. Hello.
Word spread around campus. My calendar was filled with parties to plan. Van Wilder, party liaison, was born. At the Hillel House, I broke bread. And then I broke the boredom. They said that I did them a mitzvah. That's Yiddish for good deed. Write that down. Oh yeah, and she came too.
Second party of his she's gone to.
Sounds serious. Threatened?
Threatened? Please. I'm president of both my fraternity and the student government. He's nothing more than a mild rectal lich. You know what you do about a mild rectal lich, Gordo?
What's that, Richard?
You scratch it. And then you scratch it some more. The more you scratch at it, the worse it gets, until finally you have nothing left but a raw, chafed, possibly infected, anal cavity. And then it's won. When all you had to do from the start is take a medicated pad and smother it.
All right, people, midterms next week now. You have your five categories, commerce and trade, and right for concern, so forth and so on. I think you will know what you need to do to get ready for this test.
I'm in the middle of class. Do you know that five-letter word? I thought we could spend some time together. For the story. Hey, I want you to have this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you. All right, things to remember. Commerce and trade. Now everybody just file out in an orderly fashion. What?
How come I hop in?
I am not getting in that thing with you.
If you want the story, you'll get in this thing with me.
What happened? Is everyone okay?
Wild.
Are we going to get in trouble for being in here?
No, it's cool. The equipment manager owes me a favor. I introduced him to his wife. Life is all about developing relationships, Gwen. I hope you can skate.
So the deal is, I score, you cooperate and answer all my questions. I miss...
Dinner for two, me and you. Clothing optional.
My brothers play hockey. For the Rangers.
My dad just didn't see me as a sound investment anymore. But he gave up on me and my mom long before I ever came here.
Maybe 7 years of tuition is a good way to remind him that you're still angry.
So, how long have you and pre-med Richard been together?
Since my freshman year.
I bet he's a tidy-whitey guy.
Excuse me?
White, elastic band, constricted. You can tell a lot about a person by the kind of drawers they wear. Like you, granny panties, I bet.
Does that allude to me being the plain, boring type?
No. I just wanted a visual.
Well, I think it takes a lot more than the kind of underwear one wears to define them as a person.
Like what?
Like their actions. For instance, most people want to get out of school so they can make money. You're trying to make money to stay in school. Why?
I like it here.
What about your future?
You take life way too seriously.
Life is serious.
You know, I used to party with this guy who once told me, Van, don't take life too seriously, you'll never get out of line. He used to write for the school paper. He kept babbling about the difference between light and dark beer. Yeah, very strange, but good advice. You think about the future too much, you know, you kind of forget about the present, obviously. And I am really enjoying the present right now, sharing a penalty box and a tri latte with Gwen Pearson, who believes that censorship reflects society's lack of confidence in itself.
You actually read that article?
Hey, look, I read the damn article, all right, but don't tell anyone, because if word gets out that I read, my reputation, shot down.
Smart. She's beautiful. She can skate.
She's not for you, dude. She's too high strung. Besides, babe, that fine?
They're way into themselves and shit.
Van. After this weekend, we should have sufficient funds to cover your next two payments.
I mean, this girl is dynamite. Too bad she's dating strapper John M.D.
Find that?
In your room a few days ago. I'm trying to spark this bomb, but this damn thing won't light.
That's no bong. It's for my schlong.
Oh, God. You mean I put my mouth on your cock pump? Oh, damn.
Oh, God. Oh. I have a date with Naomi tomorrow night, and I just wanted to bring my A-game.
Tosh, come on. Look, that's what I'm here for, right? Now, follow my foolproof plan, and I'm going to help you put the bang in Bangalore. All you need are the three fundamentals. Scented candles, massage oil, and Barry White. Write that down. Hey, no cock pump.
No cock pump. Barry White.
I'm going to go wash my hands.
Oh, Gwen, your baby feels so good around my swollen phallus. Oh, I'm thoroughly confident I'm going to ejaculate. I'm releasing my seminal fluids inside of you now.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Why? Well, didn't you?
Well, it's kind of hard in 15 seconds.
Damn it, Gwen!
What kind of pressure I'm under with my exams?
Sorry.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. This semester's marks can very well determine the next 10 years of our life together. Do you realize that?
You know, you shouldn't take life too seriously. You'll never get out alive.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? I'm late for my study group.
She was getting awfully chummy with the rectal itch.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Superior Leader, sir.
It's time to excise that cancer slump.
Forget him tonight. Let's crap in the chapter room and make the pledges clean it up. It'll be fun.
I wish I could, Gordo. I got dinner at Gwen's parents' house.
Sounds special. Is Wilder going to be there?
Hey, guys. Hey, Richard. Is there anything I can do for you today?
Dear Van.
Hey,
Thanks, though.
You got it.
See you tonight, Gwen. The invite to the parents' house. This is big. It's very, very big.
Doesn't she have a boyfriend?
Details. Come on, Taj, you're in charge.
No, I do not think I'm capable of handling such responsibility.
Hey, listen to me. Do you know why I chose you as my assistant?
So you could teach me how to muff dive?
No. Well, yeah. But also, because you have the potential to be great.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'm Van.
Van! You made it.
Evelyn, this is one of your daughter's acquaintances from school. There's room for one more, isn't there?
Why, by all means. Come in, please.
Definitely be out of the question unless, of course, they all agreed with us and we talked it over.
I would be fine, I think so.
Enjoy.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Van, this is Dr. Hankey, proctologist.
Oh, well, holy crap. I hope you're not on call tonight, huh?
Dr. Beaverman.
Oh.
OBGYN.
Van Wilder, GLAD to meet you.
And, of course, Gwen's father.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Dr. Pearson?
Indeed.
Super. All right. So, am I here for a physical? Because I'm going to need a few cocktails before I start coughing for you fellas.
No, thanks.
Mr. Wilder here is quite the collegian. He's in his, what, sixth year, is it?
Lucky number seven, actually.
What are you studying, son?
Well, I dabble in a little bit of everything. I try to experience all that Coolidge has to offer.
Well, surely you have a career in mind.
No, not really. I'm still looking for that dare to be great situation.
Maybe you should start looking for that dare to be employed situation.
The student body finds Van so intriguing that my editor has asked me to do an expose on him for the school newspaper.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Have to be quite the page turner.
It'll be a very well-written article. Gwen is an extremely gifted journalist.
Are you and Richard in the same fraternity?
Oh, no. Van isn't exactly Delta Iota Kappa material.
Richard, you rascal, you never told me that you were a dick.
Not that you had to.
I'm going to go get another bottle of champagne. Richard, will you help me open it?
Sure.
Wow. If he's here, who's running hell?
What exactly do you think you're doing out there?
Proving a point. Your friend doesn't fit in. He is a virus, and I'm the vaccine.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Pop quiz. True or false? You and that GDI have been spending an inordinate amount of time together.
True. Now here's a multiple choice question for you. You're A, an asshole, B, an asshole who isn't staying at my place tonight, or C, all the above.
Let's be again. Gwenny, I'm kidding. I apologize. But, Gwenny, where are you going?
To go save Van, because God only knows what my parents and their stuck-up friends are doing to him right now.
All right, Wilder. Let's dance.
It's a good day to die, McDougal. Oh, yeah.
Wilder.
Don't think I don't remember you got an A in my freshman economics class.
You remember one thing, young man. Apathy is the glove into which evil slips its hand.
I'll write that down.
Hey, you do that. You're not fooling anybody, Wilder. You're only fooling yourself.
What do you think I'll walk from here?
Are you stalking me? Because that would be super.
Well, my mom did want me to invite you to her Tupperware party next week.
Was that a judge's ruling?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do believe that was a joke.
I want to apologize for what Richard did the other night. It was a really immature step.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes guys can do some pretty childish things, but... Let us proceed.
Is he ready?
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
It's go time.
George, little boy.
Stop for a second, stop for a second, stop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love it. It's all about presentation, gentlemen.
Well, I'll be damned!
Poor guy just needed a little TLC.
I got it, guys. No problem whatsoever.
Huh. Let the damn baby have his ball back.
Thank you, brothers.
Not like you can see out of it anyway. Loser.
Awesome work, sisters. Special delivery, Richard. Time out.
What the fuck, Jamie?
From the Sisters of Sigma Theta Tau. Well, dig in, guys.
Oh, it's so warm. Oh, creamy. This is awesome. Oh. Thank you, brother. Wow, it's so creamy. God, this is excellent.
Guys, Richard.
I think I've had these before.
Richard.
Oh my God.
I love this song.
I know. It is the White Berry.
Is that for me?
I long to rub you the right way.
You're such a bad little bad land of bad. No harm, no foul. Are you all right?
Never better, my little jasmine flower.
Oh. Oh. So
Tosh. Take me. I want you now. Now.
Shit!
Don't tease me.
This is the culmination of my being.
Baby, I'm about to culminate. Now get over here. Oh, Tashi, I'm so hot.
I feel on fire.
Oh, yeah, me too, baby.
Burning up?
Oh, yeah, baby, I'm burning up.
You are most amazing to make me feel so damn hot! Ow!
I wonder how T-Bad's date's going. Oh, a set of candles, massage oils, berry white. Yeah, we can't be too far from climax, huh?
This field.
You put too much pressure on yourself. Don't worry about the money. I'll figure something out. More importantly, when the time is right, it'll happen. You'll find the one.
I need to see the grade transcripts for Van Wilder, please.
I don't think so. Student transcripts are confidential. Sorry.
Nah, man. They lie, y'all. Your sight. Here comes my boy, Truck 302. My name's Truck 1. I'm here to do the job that you expect of me. Baptized to rap and open eyes daily for know-how. Supervision, the incision of a soul cut a smile across your face for life. Sometimes the body needs to feel stressed to appreciate the joy.
Swim team really does need your love, folks. And if Milty Mingleton can shove himself into that weenie bikini, then you don't need to be shy about making your donations now! And full frontal nudity. Hutch, take over.
That's right, folks. Say the swim team. Aren't you tired of those rags?
Hi, Gwen.
Bikini-clad judges for a fundraiser? That's pretty genius.
Sex sells, Gwen. Sex sells.
Listen, it's not too late for you to enter the devil's breaststroke if you like.
No, thanks. I forgot my suit. I just came across a bit of interesting information.
All right, look. The vet assured me that canine semen is perfectly healthy. In fact, surprisingly rich.
I've been 18 units shy of graduating for the past 6 semesters.
Whoa, you, went klepto on my transcripts.
What's going on with you, Van? You're actively trying not to get out of here.
Why are you doing this? Huh? Do you ever stop playing the in-depth reporter?
I just want to know why you're putting off your life. Not for the paper. For me.
Well, I have no comment. For either of you.
Who wants to be ordinary in a crazy mixed up world?
Line. Dorsal appendage. Gwen, was the last one right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wrong! Dorsal appendage exists only in marine equipment, Malia.
I knew you weren't listening.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm fine. Let's get out of here. Go grab a beer.
Are you insane?
You know my midterm and finals ritual. I study till 11, 9 solid hours of sleep,
protein shake in the morning.
Okay, very cute, and also correct. Which gives us 2 hours and 53 minutes of study time. So, hon, please, focus. Alrighty?
I have confirmations from the African American Club, the Gay and Lesbian Caucus, Mecca Hepa Peta. This Unity Coalition party was a masterful plan. It should triple our income. I just hope it's enough. Van, you must listen to me. We are merely one party away from accomplishing our goal.
She's right, huh? What if I'm avoiding graduation because I'm scared?
Listen to yourself, meathead. You've never doubted yourself in your whole life. This girl's got you fainting, man. It's not good. Not good at all. Hey, you! Please move Banner a squash higher, huh?
Hey. You got all this. I'm gonna go, make some calls for the party, okay?
Hi, Donna.
Ooh, hey guys.
What are you doing here?
I had to talk to you. I thought a lot about what you said, and, Just take a look at this. Yeah. Doodles. I attended class today, just about stayed the whole time, too.
I'm glad you went to all your classes today.
And a few that weren't mine stepped into the wrong one, liked what I heard. Stayed.
That's great. It really is, man. It really is. But don't do it for me. Do it for you.
Maybe I'm doing it for both of us.
I shouldn't even be talking to you like this.
And I shouldn't be in the women's locker room!
But sometimes, you gotta let your heart lead you. Even if you know it's someplace you know you're not supposed to be.
How often does your heart lead you into the women's locker room?
This would be a first.
What do I find that hard to believe?
I'm not saying that I've never been in here before. I'm just saying usually it's a different part of my anatomy that does the leading.
Sorry, fellas. The bakery's closed.
I'm here to enlist your services.
Let me guess. Comes your favorite drunk on jizz cum gargling frat boy party?
Then your mom can come. It's gonna be a bachelor party. One last night of debauchery with the fellas before settling down with my fiance, Gwen.
Oh, please.
You didn't think she'd be interested in a fuck up like you, did you?
Oh, Van.
Van. That ought to be enough to get you started.
Hello?
Gwen?
Casey. I'm just using Gwen's computer.
Is Gwen there? I really need to talk to her.
She's at Richard's getting ready for the engagement dinner tonight. Message?
Nope, that's all right.
Bye, thanks for coming.
Lindsay and Rob make such a great couple, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm happy for them.
Yeah. They're gonna make a great married couple, too. You know why?
Because they love each other.
because they're compatible.
It's like a heart transplant patient finding a donor with the exact same blood type and just the right chromosomal anomalies. A perfect match. Connected forever.
Yeah, but that would mean one of them would have to be dead.
Quinny, I'm just saying that they're a match. Just like you and me.
Lucky girl.
Gwendolyn Elizabeth Pearson, I'd be honored if you and I surgically and spiritually grafted our lives together.
Richard, I don't know what to say.
Say yes! Because I've got even more amazing news. Northwestern called this morning. They want to interview me. They're going to send some recruitment alums to campus for written and oral exams.
And then I am in! Woo!
That's great. I'm so happy for you, Richard.
Gwenny, be happy for both of us. The Richard and Gwen life plan is kicking in. Northwestern. Oh, and your father wants to get us a place over in Forest Grove as an engagement present.
My parents know about this?
Well, yeah, I told everyone. Where are you going?
I'm not sure. And for some reason, I feel really good about that.
Hey, Van, can I borrow... My God, what happened to you?
I got hit by a big truck.
Are you okay?
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long.
Dope song. What's it called?
Gwen used me for her story, then married an asswipe and ran over my heart with a big metaphorical truck. Originally performed by Air Supply.
Who's Air Supply?
How old are you, Sally?
I'm old enough to be jealous of that Gwen girl. Okay, you can do this. You must be Gwen. Truck driver.
Gwen.
Hey. Gwen.
Hey, hold up a second. What are you doing?
What am I doing here? What were you doing in there?
As smashed as I am, I'm pretty sure that's my room. Wasn't it?
What was that girl? A freshman?
She reads at a sophomore level.
You know, this is a big mistake, Van. I'm leaving.
I'm sorry, what are you even doing here? Did you come to hire me to do your bachelorette party? Because your party pimp has already been booked by your fiancé.
My fiancé? What are you talking about?
When are you too tying the knot anyway? Because seriously, Gwen, I'd really like to hold that date open.
That is none of your business. And you know what? You're none of mine.
Sounds to me like your rectal itch was getting a little late-night booty scratch.
First, my bitch turns down my proposal. Then she went straight into that loser's arms. Now, I don't even know where my bitch is.
Wilder's got some big blowout planned for tonight. Maybe your bitch is going to be there.
You do not call her that, gonad!
Hey, guys. Just giving you all the 411. I'm a counselor for the Further Leaders of America's Overnighter, but the bus doesn't leave for a few hours. Is there anything I can do for you before I go? Anything at all? Okay, listen up. We've got one quick stop off before we go. Take one!
All right, thank you, man. Enjoy yourself. All right. All right, sister, enjoy yourself. Power to the people. How you doing, my man?
What's up?
All right. I hate to break this to you, Ming, but you ain't Asian.
You ain't never heard of Tiger Woods, bitch.
Boy, you better get out of here before I hit you upside the head with a 3-iron.
Come on, too.
Enjoy yourself. What's wrong, dog?
Now that's something much like partying tonight.
That's a first.
Hi, Van. I just wanted to come by because I'm an old friend.
ID, please.
Well, it's a terrible picture of me, but...
Well, that'll be the gentleman.
Oh!
There's nothing fake about this ID. Did you sit behind me 2 semesters ago? Because I think I remember this behind. I mean, you sitting behind me.
This whole rivalry thing has become a tad childish. Well, I hope we can put it all behind us and be friends. That's what Gwen was.
You have absolutely no idea what Gwen wants. Stay out of your gerbil for me. Okay, kids. This is our Uncle Jaeger. That's right, drink up.
Tastes like shit. You want any scotch? Oh,
gotta go. Sorry.
Bye-bye. Call me.
Gentlemen, Trevor, we got an anonymous tip that there's some underage drinking going on here.
Hutch, hell no, man. I've been at the door all night.
Good enough for me. Have fun, guys.
All right, Trevor. Stay cool.
Love you, man.
No, man. I love you.
Those circus midgets cannot hold their booze!
Don't worry, Van. We'll get you out, man.
Damn it, Gwen, pick it up. I know you're there.
You know I have my Northwestern interview next week.
Look, I need you to help me release some pressure.
You know, help me relax.
Just so we're clear, Gwen, I'm talking about intercourse.
Look, I know you had a fling with Wilder.
And it's okay. You just had to get it out of your system.
I just hope you use some protection. And I wouldn't want our future children to be tainted.
Because Mommy went slumming one night back in college.
Why don't you go release your own pressure? Oh, and just so we're clear, I'm telling you to go fuck yourself.
Hi, partner in crime. Is there anything I can do for you today?
Oh my God, we make such the fab team. Last night, I was so like Bonnie, and you were so like Clyde. And now this?
You shut up! Trying to pleasure you.
Sorry, Richard. Pleasure away. P.S., this is an awesome room.
P.S., shut the fuck up.
Here, I'm done with all of this.
The Wilder story's not done.
Why don't you read it before you criticize?
He got expelled today. Is that in your story? Because it should be.
Is Van here?
He don't want to see you.
Excuse me?
Look, why don't you just leave him alone?
Home wrecker.
You can appeal the expulsion. It's right here in the school's charter. Any student has the right to appeal an expulsion before the university judicial board and state his or her case within 48 hours of being discharged.
Do you want my hot tub, or should I just give it to Milty?
We can get the law club to help us out. They owe you after the sumi scrumi soiree you threw for them.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really not interested, though.
You're not hearing me. I'm trying...
It's over, Taj.
Fuck you, Van Wilder! You heard me. I say, fuck you, you pussy-ass motherfucker! You dick-sucker!
Don't sugarcoat it, Taj. Tell me how you really feel. 7 years.
Seven
years. I've accomplished nothing. There's no reason to stay here anymore.
Sure, sure. You've made tons of friends who in the drop of a rupee would do anything for you, but that doesn't mean much, huh? And who cares about Sick Boy and all the charities you've helped and all of our athletics, huh? Those are all so minuscule. And I guess so is a promise made to a wet behind the ears kid from India whose only dream was to bury his face in a beautiful woman's lotus patch.
Taj,
you have shown me a life I could only dream about back home while masturbating in my father's woodshed. Most importantly, you saw potential in me. If you do not see potential in yourself, then you are a blind man.
I'm leaving.
Then leave, but leave the honorable way. You've been looking for that dare to be great situation. It is at your doorstep.
Vic! We need to talk!
Get me the law club.
It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. It's ludicrous. By God, it's impetuous.
So does that mean you're going to help us? Oh, it's on.
We are now in session. Mr. Wilder, you were found to be in violation of Article 2, Section B of Coolidge's bylaws, soliciting of alcohol to extreme minors, which is grounds for immediate expulsion. You have opted to appeal. The floor is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I've been a student here for 7 years, and I've...
Let man stay! Let man stay! Let man stay!
Order, order, settle down, everyone. Continue, Mr. Wilder.
I'm okay!
I've learned a lot here at Coolidge. Let the record show that when I attended class, I did receive exemplary marks. However, it was only when I met a special someone that I realized what I was doing. Hiding. See, after this is real life, and I wasn't ready for that. I don't know why, exactly. I do know that I don't want to end up like my father, whose whole life revolves around work. But I see that now. And I'm ready to move on.
Well, that's that. Good luck, loser. Who's ready for lunch?
Mr. Bagg, you will be quiet. What's any of this got to do with the fact that he's guilty of an infraction that deserves expulsion? Mr. Wilder?
I can't argue against the infraction. I was responsible for that party, so what happened was my fault. I'm here to lay myself at the mercy of this court and suggest an alternative punishment. Make me graduate. If you'll kindly take a look at my transcripts, you'll see that I'm a mere 18 units shy of graduating with a degree in leisure studies. I am pleading to this committee, reinstate me, let me audit my last 6 classes, take the necessary finals, and leave Coolidge. With a degree. God, I've bled crimson and blue for nearly a decade. This school has given me so much, let me repay Coolidge. My parting ways as a graduate.
What are the courses Mr. Wilder needs in order to graduate?
Biology, English Lit, Calculus, Economics, Sociology, and Political Science.
Wow, that's quite a load.
Well, Van can handle quite a load.
If we expel him, there could be some sort of a coup d'etat.
He broke a rule. He should pay the consequences.
Well, let's take a vote. There's five of us here. Majority rules. I vote reinstatement. Mr. Bagg.
Expulsion.
Miss Haber.
Reinstatement. Over and over.
Okay. Mrs. Cie.
Expulsion.
Professor McDougall.
You know, I've waited a long, long time for this day to come. Either way, Van Wilder's tenure here at Coolidge is over. Let's see what the kid's made of.
He's in! He's in!
Hey, Virginia.
Look, I just wanted to explain about the whole, you know, Richard thing. See, me and Richard's unspoken bond blossomed the other night in one beautiful, symbiotic act.
What sort of act?
Messing up that Van Wilder party. And then we bumped uglies. It was the best 10 seconds ever. Ever.
Yes, these interviews are somewhat of a formality, but I think it's crucial. We like-minded people get to know one another. Quenny. Ah, I knew you'd come to your senses.
Hello, Richard.
All right, look, I know we have a lot of surgery to perform on a relationship, okay? But right now, I am prepping for the biggest moment of our lives, all right? I have a written exam first, and then an interview with 5 Northwestern alums. All doctors.
That's why I came, to help make you your shake.
That'd be terrific, Quinny.
I'll see you downstairs.
Oh, but hurry. Interview's in a half hour, other side of campus. Sorry about that. Northwestern, I am the shit.
Certainly will be.
Oh, Quinny, thank you.
Good luck, honey. Mwah. You deserve it.
I certainly do. Is he?
Nothing but net, my man. Now remember, before any final, take a pre-game dump.
Thanks for coming in. You did a great job, bro. Oh, I was just talking about you. Hey, surprise, I'm on your oral exam board. Hey, look, come on in here. I want you to meet your future alumni. No, come on in here. This is a great time. Look, it's Richard. Finished his written exam in only 20 minutes. This kid is a dynamo. Richard, I want you to meet Dr. Stern. Dr. Fine.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Bagg. I've heard a lot about you.
Dr. Brown.
These orals are something of a formality. We just want to get to know you.
And Dr. Schmelnick. Richard, is there something you want to say? You look like you want to get something out, son. My God!
Vile.
Hi, friend!
Good God, that's wretched.
Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I want you to tell me what Robert Frost was trying to express here.
I'm going to need at least one more booklet. What?
In other school news, we have an update on the Wilder Watch. The rigorous day has been a success for Van the Man. 5 finals in the can with Professor McDougal's advanced econ final to go.
Ben! Pick up! Your final's in exactly 7 minutes!
All right.
It's the moment of truth, people.
Mr. Wilder,
I'm so glad you can fit us into your schedule this morning.
Wouldn't miss you for the world, sir.
All right. Pass these up. Now, thank you.
Getting to be that time of the hour. And your time is up, Mr. Wilder. Pencils down. Thank you.
For 4 years, I've been grooming myself for the real world. And I, like many of us, define the real world as the stuff that happens after graduation. But I was wrong. It took a man by the name of Van Wilder to teach me that. You've all undoubtedly been to one of Van's parties. He's probably touched your life in some way, whether you know it or not. Watch Van do belly flops into a pool, but make sure you see that he's raised $5,000 to get the swim team in next season. As you're all aware, Van was almost expelled. What you probably don't know is that he was set up by a pathetic, egomaniacal frat boy, one who this reporter knows firsthand of a serious problem with premature ejaculation. And in reaction to this lynching, Van put in more effort in 6 days than most have all semester. Win or lose, we should thank him for reminding us what we're all capable of. That's simply what he does. He inspires the uninspired.
Van, hurry, the night of fun and fornication's upon us.
Hey, have you heard from Gwen?
No, she hasn't yet called back. I'll be down in a minute, okay?
Okay.
See you, Pete. Wilder?
McDougal?
This is some pad you got here. Decorated an early fuck. Well, I made it a point to personally come down here, Wilder. I wanted to give you the results of your test firsthand. And just as I expected. You succeeded. 91%.
What?
I'm proud of you, Wilder. I've been waiting all these years for you to realize your potential.
That's why you and I had friction? God, I always thought it was because I fooled around with your daughter freshman year.
Why, what? Fooled around with my daughter?
What? Thank you very much.
You're the best, man.
Hey, you did it, man.
Without you, for sure.
I need you to fill up the whole thing with ice. Pack as much as you can inside, okay? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hi. My name is Larissa Punjab Nizamabad.
Hi.
I've just transferred here from Bangalore.
Hey, excuse me. Can you tell me where I might find the raddest fucking dude alive?
Yeah, by the pool, Gramps.
Hey, I know you, man.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Dad, I can't believe you're here.
I can't believe you graduated. A friend of yours sent me this. I'm proud of you, man. Graduation or no graduation.
Thank you, and I'm sorry that I spent such a buttload of your money for so long.
It's by far the best investment I ever made.
Let's get this man laid.
Meet my new girl.
I feel so peculiar. I'm not one bit afraid. No way.
You look so wow. Wow.
I was hoping you'd say that. May I?
As long as we cuddle afterwards. So there's so much that I need to say. The article. I was scared that you wouldn't come.
Well, I was trying to decide what panties I should wear.
Which ones did you choose?
None.
One last night at the Fotchery with the fellas.
Kids, this is what white jockey blowing hookers will do to you.